service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time check, 18 hours. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
Audit report reveals widespread financial irregularities in state-owned enterprises. Zambia to have digital IDs by end of 2026. In global news, Venezuela accuses US of extortion over seizure of oil tankers. A very good evening to you. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The latest Auditor General's report on parastatal bodies and other statutory institutions for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 has highlighted serious and unresolved audit findings across several state-owned enterprises and public institutions. And Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwamba says the findings in the report point to widespread weaknesses in governance, financial management and accountability. Challenges, he says, pose significant risks to public finances and service delivery if left unaddressed. Dr. Mwamba says, according to the report, the Public Service Pension Fund was among the institutions cited with actual reviews showing major funding gaps of 50.42 billion kwacha in 2020 and 43.88 billion kwacha in 2023, and pension assets covering only 9% portion of future obligations. He says the report also notes government delays in remitting pension contributions and uncollected rental income, which together threaten the long-term sustainability of public sector pensions. Meanwhile, Dr. Mwamba says Zambia Railway Limited was reported to have recorded heavy operating losses over the past 2 years, totaling 315.4 million kwacha, and persistent negative working capital exceeding 1.17 billion kwacha. He further says in the regional transport sector, the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, TAZARA, was affected by numerous accidents that resulted in high maintenance costs and revenue losses, while accountability was weakened by the absence of audited financial statements and uncollected income. Dr. Mwamba says the report further identified financial and operational weaknesses at several institutions, including the Rural Electrification Authority, Indeni Energy Company Limited, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and Infratel Corporation Limited. This is contained in a statement issued by Office of the Auditor General, Head of Public Relations, Ellen Chikale. Smart Zambia Institute has announced that Zambia is set to introduce digital identification cards by the end of 2026, following significant progress in the country's digital transformation agenda. The announcement was made during official engagements in Washington, D.C., where Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator Percy Chinyama disclosed that the milestone is being achieved through the Digital Zambia Acceleration Project, which was approved by the World Bank Group in March this year. Mr. Chinyama says the Digital Zambia Acceleration Project is supported by a $100 million United States dollar grant from the International Development Association and is aimed at increasing access to the internet and digitally enabled public services across the country, with strong emphasis on digital inclusion for women and girls, persons with disabilities, and other vulnerable groups. He explained that the project is part of the second phase of the Inclusive Digitalization in Eastern and Southern Africa program, and which Zambia is working alongside Angola, Malawi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and COMESA to advance inclusive digital economies in the region.
Break down the project into the components that are there, and there are four key components. First of all, is the issue of the digital ID, very important. And that takes about half the budget, $15 million is going for a digital ID. Acting ambassador, our hope and what we are working towards is that by the end of 2026, Zambians will have digital ID. And it will really help the situation. See, this is where we are being, like you said, at the time. I think it links also to the fact that we do not have a reliable ID system that can be cross-checked by other countries that would have interest in those that are traveling to their jurisdiction.
In more news, Special Assistant to the President for Political Affairs, Levi Ngoma, says State House is open to all progressive engagements, unlike in the previous regime. Speaking at State House this afternoon when he received 8 youths who undertook a presidential solidarity walk from Solwezi to Lusaka from 4th December to 19th December, Mr. Ngoma emphasized that State House is committed to driving the nation forward. Mr. Ngoma has commended the 8 youths for using their energy in promoting peace, unity and development.
State House is an open area. It never used to be like that, but now it is open. It is open for peace. It is open for dialogue. It is open for economic development. It is open for that quest of driving the nation forward.
And speaking to their representative, John Kimba, the 8 youths have endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for the 2026 presidency.
Mr. President, a player is only substituted if they are not performing. You are Zambia's best player. And we will keep you on the field to continue striving for the betterment of this country come 2026 as we strive as young people to at least make sure you get 85% of the votes going to be casted next year.
And Permanent Secretary for Youth and Sports in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts, Kangwet Leshe, said the solidarity walk is a reflection of how millions of youth in Zambia feel about UPND rule. The Copperbelt University has refuted allegations of a cholera outbreak, student death and the closure of the university, saying the document is fraudulent and malicious. University Public Relations Officer Christabel Malama says the document purporting to originate from the Office of the Dean of Students did not originate from any authorized university office and that it is a deliberate act of disinformation intended to cause panic and reputational harm. In a statement, Ms. Malama says the university is treating this matter with the utmost seriousness and has commenced formal investigations to identify those responsible. She has emphasized that any individual found to have authored, circulated, or knowingly shared this false information will face strict disciplinary and legal action in accordance with university regulations and the laws of Zambia. Ms. Malama has further cautioned students, staff, and the public against sharing unverified information, stressing that doing so contributes to unnecessary panic and may attract disciplinary or legal consequences. In global news, Venezuela has accused the United States of the greatest extortion at an emergency session of the UN Security Council in New York. Washington's seizure of 2 Venezuelan oil tankers was worse than piracy, the Venezuelan ambassador to the UN said. The emergency meeting of the Security Council was called to discuss the seizure of the tankers, which took place off the coast of Venezuela earlier this month. We monitored the BBC for other world news.
More than 100 people have been killed in the past 2 weeks in drone attacks in Sudan.